Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is Stop Your Pain Now, the Yas Way. I am your host, Dr. Mitchell Yas. Today, we are going to talk about the culturally accepted fallacy about the idea that chronic pain is acceptable. And this presentation of people's belief that this is an acceptable idea can be seen in multiple forms. The most recent to me, which for a guy who has the ability to resolve people's pain and eliminate chronic pain, seeing the Amazon commercial, in my mind, is highly offensive. The commercial, it came out around the time of Christmas time and it's still playing, is a presentation where there's a priest and an imam and they're talking in two chairs side by side. I guess they've been talking for a while, and all of a sudden they both decide to get up and they're both writhing in knee pain, and they kind of laugh about it and they find their way out of the room. And as they're getting back to their prospective homes, they're thinking, oh, wow, what a situation we find ourselves in. Oh, we're having this horrible knee pain. And they both decide to do something good for each other. So they contact Amazon and have knee braces shipped to one another. And they both get the packages. And they open them up and they see that they're knee braces, and they both laugh about the fact that they both thought the same idea. What a great idea it is to help one another, that we get knee braces to address this chronic knee pain that we're suffering from, to the point where just getting up from a chair after sitting for a while or kneeling down is basically impossible. And I watched the commercial, and I understand that the use of the priest and the imam and the difficulty standing and the purchasing of knee braces is a backdrop to the idea that Amazon is this wonderful company that makes almost anything available in very short times. But what does it say about our culture that Amazon, of all the potential choices of backdrops, uses two guys having chronic knee pain? I think it really emphasizes the fact that in this day and age, with 22 million people addicted to prescription pain medication, with 130 million people in the United States alone suffering from chronic pain, and roughly 1 billion around the world, the general premise is that chronic pain is here to stay. Don't expect the cause of your pain to be resolved, and it's going to be up to you to find alternative mechanisms to deal with the fact that you're having this chronic pain. Now, ideas that create chronic pain as a culture are a carryover from the failings of the medical system to properly diagnose and treat pain. Part of the reason for this is that over time, certain diagnoses have become absolutely accepted by the mere stating of the diagnosis that can cause pain. When that happens for such a sustained period of time, and enough people say the same thing, even though it is completely invalid, perceived to be real and the truth. So I really couldn't even put a number on how many people have been diagnosed with scoliosis as the cause of their pain, when in fact scoliosis is a meaningless diagnosis. Scoliosis simply means misalignment of the vertebrae. I'm still waiting for someone to explain why, just because vertebrae are misaligned, that they would emit pain. If we accept the idea that pain is an indication of a tissue in distress and the body emits pain as a protective mechanism to try to get the person to be aware of the stress of the tissue so an intervention can be performed to resolve the distress of the tissue, at which time the body no longer needs to elicit the protective mechanism of pain, so it simply stops. When we're talking about vertebrae, we're talking about bones. And what would be the only real reason that a bone would be in distress enough to elicit a pain signal? The answer is fracturing, if the bone were to fracture. Well, scoliosis in no way has ever implied that fracturing was a component of the presentation of what was going on. Simply that there is a misalignment of the vertebrae. So if you look at it and from that respect, you would have to say there's no possible reason, simply because vertebrae are misaligned, that they would elicit pain. If you were to look at it from a more logical perspective, you would see that the misalignment of the vertebrae are actually a representative of a symptom, just as pain in the region is, of some sort of muscle imbalance or weakness of muscles attaching to the vertebrae. And in fact, it's not the vertebrae that are eliciting the pain, because there's no fracturing. It's actually some sort of excessive pulling of the muscle due to straining on its attachment to the connective tissue that surrounds the vertebrae. So it's actually the muscle eliciting the symptoms. When you take a logical approach and really look at something like the diagnosis of scoliosis, you see it as a completely meaningless, worthless diagnosis. And yet I say to you, how many hundreds of thousands of people a year are getting rods put in their spine because they have been misguided by a medical establishment that promotes the idea that misaligned vertebrae create pain, and therefore making them be aligned somehow will resolve the pain? Unnecessary surgeries for a diagnosis that could never cause pain. We can look at others, arthritis. Everybody thinks arthritis is the cause of pain. You could ask 100 people out of 100 people, can arthritis cause pain? And they'd all say yes. But in fact, in almost all cases, the arthritis identified never causes pain. It's progressive in nature, very slow in its progression. And therefore, if you had taken an X-ray or an MRI prior to you having pain, you would see the progression of the arthritis was there way before you had your symptom. The problem is, you only take your X-ray or MRI when you're in pain. So, of course, that's the time when you're going to find the arthritic change. And it's very easy for the medical establishment to now try to create this correlation. I found the structural variation while you're having pain. Okay, it's causing your pain. But you could clearly just go outside your door, find some 70 or 80 year old, and look at their fingers and see that there is massive arthritic changes, and yet they in no way are complaining of pain. You don't need a medical license or a medical education for this. Just go find a bunch of people with very damaged, distorted fingers from arthritic changes, and you'll see they're not eliciting pain. They're not complaining of pain. Why would they not have pain, but magically you have pain from your arthritic change? There are innumerable diagnoses like this. The classic of all, I would say, is the herniated disc. Everybody and their mother is told that they have some form of a herniated disc causing their pain. What you're not recognizing is disc material is made of fibrocartilage, and fibrocartilage has no pain receptors in there. Could never cause pain. Simply never. If it impinges on something, perhaps. But definitely the disc itself couldn't cause pain. And yet, every person I talk to with back pain, when they come to me and I say, what's wrong? They immediately tell me, I've had an MRI, and it says I have 2 bulging discs and 3 herniated discs. It is a culturally accepted premise which has been promoted by the medical establishment through the use of the MRI, which has been providing these false diagnoses for over 3 decades. And the reality is that if something is done for that long and perpetuated by that many people, the natural tendency is to assume that it must be correct. I am simply here to set the truth straight and make you realize that chronic pain is not something that is inevitable. In fact, it's quite the opposite. It shouldn't even exist. In almost all cases, chronic pain is nothing more than misdiagnosed acute pain. Think about that. You're having pain. You seek medical attention. Almost all people will get some sort of diagnostic test as the mechanism for identifying the tissue eliciting the symptom. It finds a structural variation in the back, a herniated disc, stenosis, a compression fracture, spondylolisthesis in the extremities, the joints. You'll find arthritis or labral tears or meniscal tears. Some sort of structural variation is found, and that becomes the diagnosis. In 95 to 98% of cases, the cause is muscular. These muscular causes cannot show up on diagnostic tests, nor is there any medical specialist educated or trained to identify them. So basically, by the use of diagnostic tests, specifically the MRI, you basically have about a 90% chance of being misdiagnosed at your initial attempt to enter the medical establishment. So you're just beginning now. You're just getting your first test. You're having your first experience, and you get misdiagnosed. Let's say in the back, you had a muscle and spasm that was causing your pain, some other muscle strain causing the low back muscle to strain and elicit pain. You get your X-ray or MRI. You find stenosis, a herniated disc, a pinched nerve. They're going to be treating that. They're going to treat that structural variation because that's what they're educated and trained to do. Time goes by. 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, 9 years, 10 years down. 10 years down. Maybe a couple of back fusions, maybe a rhizotomy, severing of some nerves, maybe radiofrequency ablation, burning of nerves, epidural nerve blocks, pain management, and you're still suffering. 10 years down the road. That, my friends, is chronic pain. And why does chronic pain exist? Due to misdiagnosed acute pain. If there was a possible way that a diagnostic test could have identified that muscle and spasm, well, you could go to some medical practitioner who is in a position to identify that. You would have been properly diagnosed. The appropriate muscles, which had broken down to cause the lower back muscle to eventually break down and elicit pains, would have been identified. Targeted progressive resistance exercise would have been performed, and within a mere couple of weeks, you would be pain-free and fully functional. That sounds great. And guess what? It actually exists. It's the method that I created, the YAS method. It actually exists today, now. Not in 5 or 10 or 20 years from now, now. The body is emitting specific symptoms to help somebody in a position who can diagnose to identify the tissue that's in distress eliciting those particular symptoms. Bone, muscle, and nerve creates very specific symptoms. You got to be in a position to interpret symptoms. That's what the YAS method is based on. That's been going on for over two decades. This theoretical basis of interpreting the body's presentation of symptoms to properly identify what tissue is eliciting those symptoms has been utilized for over two decades through the use of the YAS method. The theoretical basis as to why people even have pain can be found in the YAS method. So if you feel, based on all your experiences and all the media, that's the other thing. We could see the Aflac commercial where the lady's doing yoga and she's telling somebody, oh, when I slipped the disc, the duck paid in a day. Discs cannot create pain. This material is made of fibrocartilage. And yet, without any hesitation, Aflac is willing to use that phrasing because it is perceived to be culturally accepted that people believe that slipped discs cause pain. You could see Shaq in the Thermacare commercials, all promoting the idea that back pain is from irritated nerves. And they even show you that funky illustration of the red and inflamed nerves. What they neglect to mention is that it's not nerves, it's muscle. It's your lower back muscles that are eliciting pain. Nerves, as a general rule, do not elicit pain. Pain is created from receptors that are found in connective tissue that's around most of your tissues, including your heart, your intestines, your stomach, your kidney, and even your muscles. And when the tissue is in distress, those pain receptors ignite a signal, which are sent by nerves to the brain so that conscious awareness can be created about the distress of the tissue. But the nerves themselves don't elicit symptoms. They're nothing more than a pathway. If you're getting a heart attack and you're having pain at the chest and the left arm, do you think there's a nerve inside your heart that's actually igniting the pain signal? Is it the nerve itself? Of course not. That's insane. It's the heart tissue. The same could go for a kidney stone. If you eat bad fish and your stomach, you're writhing in pain in your stomach, is there some kind of wacky nerve that's running through your stomach? That's insane. It's the stomach lining. It's trying to tell you something's wrong. And the connective tissue that's around the lining are igniting pain signals. That's the way the body works. We need to end this cultural acceptance that the way things are are the way they have to be. Let me just take a break here real quick. As I always mention, this is a live call-in radio show. It is called Stop Your Pain Now, the Yas Way. The intent is to give people an opportunity to speak about their situations. If they're looking for advice, properly diagnose their symptoms, properly treat the cause, then this is the place to do it. I know it's a little uncomfortable at times to think about going on a radio show, but I'd like people to think about the fact that if you are expressing your situation and we can help you, I can assure you there's 100,000 other people with the same exact situation you're going through. And by getting this information out, we're not just helping you, we're helping others who are listening as well. So if you want to call in, you can. The number is 602-735-1775, 602-753-1775. One more time, 602-753-1775. Please call in. So going back to this idea that there is a cultural acceptance of failure of the existing medical model, I am in 100% agreement regarding that. When you're talking about roughly a billion people in the world suffering from chronic pain, that is not an indicator of success. You can look at it from the financial end. This is probably one of the scarier aspects. In 2002, the cost of treating chronic pain was around $70 billion. By 2011, 9 years later, $635 billion, probably over $700 billion by now. $700 billion. Now, when you're hearing about these battles about how to address the cost of healthcare, what you could do is start by looking at whether costs are even valid or justifiable, warranting payment. Right now, any claim that any medical practitioner puts in is accepted and paid. $700 billion is being spent a year on the treatment of chronic pain. That's more than the cost of treating cancer, diabetes, and cardiovascular disease combined. There has to be perceived a red flag that something's wrong in the way the treatment's being performed, and if it's not valid or has value, why would anyone accept treatment should be paid? And so, my friends, I am proposing to you that there be a move in the cultural attitude about the issue of pain, and that we shift from this idea that chronic pain is inevitable and move to the idea that acute pain, properly diagnosed, the correct tissue identified, the correct treatment provided, ending the distress of that tissue will end the need of the body to continue to elicit the pain signal, and pain will cease. And if pain ceases on an acute level, chronic pain doesn't exist anymore. Pain doesn't exist anymore. All the powers that be that benefit from the cultural acceptance of chronic pain as being a part of your lives will go away. And that's the way it should be. It just seems that now that chronic pain is pretty much acceptable as part of daily life, that means that industries can flourish based on people's attitudes. And since chronic pain should not exist, it has to be perceived that the products and services being provided to address the issue of chronic pain are most likely of little to no value. Things such as braces. So I can only speak on behalf of the YAS method and make you recognize that the only true way to properly diagnose a tissue that is in distress eliciting pain is through interpreting the body's presentation of the symptoms that are being provided. That is exactly how the body wants the system to work. It's not an accident that if you're having a heart attack, that you get pain at your chest and your left arm. If you're having a heart attack and you got pain at your ankle, pain in your toes, you would never associate those symptoms with the heart attack and you would die. By the nature that the very specific symptoms for a heart attack or pain at the chest and the left arm makes people recognize that if those symptoms are present, they can associate those symptoms with the particular tissue, which in this case is the heart, and therefore you can get the appropriate treatment to resolve the distress of your heart. This idea has been so convoluted by the presentation of the MRI to diagnose that it's left people completely incapable of understanding what their bodies are trying to tell them. And you need a method and a practitioner who is capable of interpreting it. That comes through the YAS method. So, in conclusion, if you want to end this cultural acceptance that chronic pain is a part of your life and buying braces or any other gadgets is a good answer, I suggest you seek the YAS method. To get more information about the YAS method, you could go to my website at www.mitchellyas.com. You can email me at drmitch@mitchellyas.com. That's drmitchellyass.com. You can call me on my cell phone, 516-449-1359. The goal here is to get you the information, to get you treated. However it is necessary, you need to understand there is a logical way of diagnosing what tissue is eliciting your symptoms. In 95% of cases, it's muscle. The proper type of treatment incorporating targeted progressive resistance exercise can resolve your symptoms in just a few weeks. If you're looking for information on your own, you can get my books, Overpower Pain or The Pain Cure RX. If you are seeking treatment, you can come to my office, which is in St. Augustine, Florida, or we are happy to provide Skype computer evaluation. If you're looking for just more general information, you can go to my YouTube page and search for Dr. Mitchell Yas. There's almost 40 videos there. You can go to my Facebook page, search for Dr. Mitchell Yas. The goal here is to provide as much content as possible. You can make the proper decision about how to get treated and recognize that there is an absolute logical methodology that can achieve the goal of resolving your pain and helping you reclaim your life. You don't have to live in pain. You don't have to be addicted to prescription pain medication. You don't have to live thinking there's no hope in the future. You need to get the YAS method. For now, this is Dr. Mitchell Yas, wishing you a pain-free, fully functional life. Bye-bye.